Hello, this is Mike Harbath with this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World Headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. And as a reminder, Revenue Rocket is the world's premier M&A and growth strategy advisor for IT services companies. This week, we're talking about who pays the fees in an M&A transaction. This is a question that comes up quite a bit for us. There's a false notion in our industry that sellers always pay the fees, and that is just not the facts. I don't know where that came from. If someone began to propagate that myth some time ago, but for the last 20 years, we've had questions. We have questions almost every week about who pays the fees in a deal, particularly if a seller is contemplating doing a deal and they're not on the market. And as a point of clarity, sellers don't pay the fees of a buyer. They only pay brokerage and legal and accounting fees for their advisors, right? Their own fees. Likewise, if you're a buyer, you pay all of your own fees as well. And so, I think the smartest buyers and sellers engage a series of advisors to help them get deals done. And the primary reason they do that is because their likelihood of getting a successful deal done goes way up. You only have about a 1% chance statistically, and there's been a ton of surveys that have and research that's out there to support this, that you only have about a 1% chance of actually getting a deal done if you roll your own, meaning, hey, I think we're going to go buy a company. Let's see if we can find one and get it done. And that's for deals that get under letter of intent, ones that ultimately where you have a term sheet. And that's why, you know, you hear a lot about, you know, boy, these things are really hard to get done and the likelihood of getting a fair deal done is low and all that stuff. I think that's because a lot of companies want to try to do it on their own. And, you know, M&A has been often termed, you know, the most unnatural act in business for a reason. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's why, you know, when there are other difficult things in life that people want to do, they typically get a coach or an advisor to assist them, people with experience. Doesn't matter what it is, right? If you want to learn a new sport or, you know, suddenly you want to go climb Mount Everest or, you got to have someone who's been there, done that. It can help you advise you on how to avoid the pitfalls associated with endeavoring to do something that's very difficult. And certainly M&A is one of those things. So, you know, the short answer here is that whatever advisors you have on your side, whether that be an M&A advisor or an accountant or a lawyer, and I think you need all three of those to effectively get a deal done, you will be paying those fees regardless if you're a buyer or a seller. We have seen this myth about seller paying the fees be an impediment for a lot of people wanting to have a discussion to sell. They've said, hey, we just don't feel like we want to sell our business because we don't want to pay everybody's fees, right? We don't want to gut any, you know, we don't want to gut what we would get by paying the buyer's fees. And so that's just not factual. So I want to make kind of be a myth buster today and kind of break that myth that it is to each their own on fees, and that it certainly makes sense for people that want to get deals done versus just talking about deals to bring in the right team of advisors to do that work. So with that, we're going to keep it short and sweet today and tie a ribbon on it. We are going to let you know that it is -8 degrees here in Minneapolis this lovely day in February, and look forward to talking to you guys all next week. Thanks, and take care.